This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. It's also a great day in the Philadelphia sports scene. Double banger. So we are at training camp, something that we thoroughly enjoy on an annual basis when we're here. Normally it's, you know, three, four times in a camp. This year it's six, and this is the first of those six. So we really look forward to the festivities today as the Eagles take the field for their first practice. Of course, they convened yesterday. We've got the audio of Nick Sirianni addressing the team yesterday. So we're gonna get that to you today. We're also going to have a Lane Johnson sighting as the big right tackle, hopefully a future Hall of Famer, will be joining our program right here at our location at 7:30. Sirianni, his press conference, his first of the year, at 9:30 today. We'll bring you that. So a ton on the Eagles as we lead you into when they will practice in a couple hours, 215-592-9494. But a ton on the Phillies as well. Christopher Sanchez did it again last night. The dude is unbelievable, and we'll certainly pay tribute to him. Lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-5. Plus, Jack Eich and Spike said quite a bit yesterday about my injury. A lot of it wasn't very kind. So we'll talk about that at 215-592-9494. Good morning to all. Good morning to John Ritchie.
Hello, Joe.
How are you, pal?
I'm great. It is a gorgeous morning.
Yeah, it's
the
a good
sun
day.
Is just starting to come up over the horizon. We can see it sort of coming through the trees on the edge of the fence row here at the NovaCare facility.
We see a
it's
field.
Training camp, Joe.
John, we
and
see,
it's the first day of practice.
We see the grass. We're looking for the players. They're not out yet.
Oh,
they
man.
Shouldn't be. They should be sleeping right now.
I am,
but they will be up soon. And
that
they will
grass
be out
looks
soon.
Gorgeous out there. It's just a sheet of green. Just a pristine sheet of green.
Sure.
Wilt Chamberlain, by the way, is in the Volleyball Hall of Fame. Wilt Chamberlain, Volleyball Hall of Fame.
Well, I'll say this. In my book, John, he's the only athlete in my book that I say he is still considered by many people to be the best athlete in the history of Philadelphia sports.
After his NBA career, he played pro volleyball in the International Volleyball Association, and he later became president of that.
That's pretty cool, man. Very cool. Yeah. All right, we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. It's 94 WIP's Champ Camp. It's all driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, and, of course, RV sales, service, parts, and associates. Excuse me, and accessories. So we're proud to be here, frankly, because, you know, this is only the second time for me and John that we've been here after they've won a Super Bowl. Right? So, like, you know, we got that in our back pocket as fans this camp experience. And it's wonderful to know the team is as loaded as they are. Look, we'll talk about it today with you, 215-592-9494. I don't want to go too far within the show without saying, hey, you can also call to talk about Chris Sanchez last night. The guy is unbelievable. He's on a tremendous heater. You know, it feels like at various turns this year, there have been other pitchers perceived to be better because they've been hotter in certain stretches. Like Lizardo had his April-May thing. Ranger had his, I guess you'd call it, May-June thing. But Sanchez, along with Wheeler, have been the April through July 5th.
Yeah, just different. they are tier one.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. So it all sets up well for October. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to win in October. Not only Philly's history, even like the Atlanta Braves, you couldn't have had a better staff than the Braves had for 15 years. You couldn't have. For 15 years, you could not have. They only won one World Series. So it's a hard challenge. But we know this. I mean, we could live for another 50 years and maybe not see a starting rotation as good as for the Phillies that this one is. I mean, it's an all-timer. And Sanchez is a big part of it. So obviously you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. All right, training camp. By the way, Devin, how great is it to be, you know,
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. It's surreal. And also just like the sunrise coming up over the trees. Couldn't ask for a better morning. It's beautiful.
And the players know Devin better than we do because she's on the sideline during the games. You're the one that grabbed the interviews. Right? I mean, they won a Super Bowl. Like, yeah, let's go talk to Devin Caney right after the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would hope I'm the first person they want to chat with after they win.
So we'll have some fun. Seltzer, how pumped up are you, bud, this coming season?
I can't wait. I woke up Monday morning feeling the juices, knowing that they were reporting this week, and now that they're actually going to be on the field today, like I'm beyond excited. I can't wait, man.
Well, you should be. So I think one of the main themes, if not the main theme for this season, will be about the word repeating. Guys, brace yourself, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I mean, repeating is a beautiful word to say 25,000 times in the midst of a season, because it means you won the last one, and it means you have a shot to win this one. But, okay, let's put the word repeating out there again, and again I'll say the word repeating, and again I'll say the word repeating, because you're going to hear it repeatedly over the next 5-6 months. So let's talk about repeating, and because I do think it's the biggest theme this year, both in a positive and negative way. So here's what I'm going to ask you. Two questions right out of the gate for you to address at 215-592-9494. What is the single biggest thing that gives you confidence that they can, that they will repeat? And I'm going to even bring this down a notch, that they will maintain excellence. Like, we all want them to repeat, but we also know it is very hard to do. And we know it at a very basic level. We'd like to see the Eagles maintain excellence, which, let's be frank, they did not do in 2005. They did not do in 2018. And they did for a stretch of 2023 after having reached the Super Bowl, but had a collapse akin to the 64 Phils in 2023. Like, the Eagles, the last three times they even reached the Super Bowl, they struggled to even maintain excellence. So the first thing is, what gives you confidence they will repeat and or maintain excellence? But the second question on the flip side is, how much do you worry about the difficulty of repeating, of even, as they have proven the last three times, of even maintaining excellence? Talk to us at 215-592-9494 to address those two whoppers of topics, all within the concept of the repeating world. John, what comes to mind to you when you hear those questions? What answers rattle through your mind?
What gives me the most excitement? Wow, it's so different for me now being here and looking up at the sky, and I don't know, loving the cloud, you know, just the color.
Yeah, I didn't expect the cloud to be the answer. Why the repeat? So the cloud is
the
why
grass. Loving the just like the sheen on top of the grass, like Devin said, like the sun coming through the trees. Everything feels more pristine today because we're about to witness brute force. And
you're unbelievable,
is what wins in the NFL, and we proved that last year.
Can I just say this, John? So the brute force answer I like is, I do think the Eagles last year were one of the most physical teams I've ever seen. It's certainly in modern times in
pro
football.
No doubt.
But I will say this, the clouds, the trees, and the field were here in 2023.
I get it.
They were all here in 2005.
But
I'm
now
just
they just stand in such stark contrast to the brutality that we watched win in the NFL.
You like the physicality of this team.
It wasn't rocket science. It wasn't magic. It's replicable. It's tactically advanced brute force. We have the most brute force. We have the best offensive lineman. We have the best. We have Jeff Stoutland. We have the best offensive line coach. I am so thrilled and excited. I'm into seeing how the Kevin Pitullo transition takes place. Kevin Pitullo, who's now the play caller this season,
yep,
has been around these guys. There's a familiarity with this
as there
new
was
play
with, caller. As there was with Brian Johnson, though.
Okay.
We got to admit that. And,
I know,
and he got canned
I know.
In a year.
And that was so...
Not good.
Yeah.
Right. Not good.
That
same
is,
organization, by the way.
That's
Howie
so
Sirianni.
Not encouraging.
I'm just saying,
and
Howie that, Sirianni
and,
made
and
that
and
decision.
No one's going to be closer than Brian Johnson. I mean, family, friend, you know, like godfather type status
two,
in
two
the
words,
family.
Two words. Didn't work.
Right. Didn't work. Yeah. This is a, again, it's like a new experiment. Every year you have a new play caller.
So,
that's
yeah.
part of why I find the play calling head coach so appealing.
Yeah.
We've talked about it a million times.
Yeah.
But, you know, we now have an opportunity with a new play caller, but there's that familiarity that exists there.
So
that's a real positive for this.
Yeah, team. Look, there's a lot of ways to go to address this question and the other question. So question one, what gives you the most confidence they repeat and or at the very least maintain a real high level of excellence? The second question, though, what concerns you about the difficulty of doing that? So here's where I'm at on question one. And I could tell you talent, right? Because we all know in the end you got to have talent to win in all the major sports. I mean, you're not going to win without talent. This team's talented. You know that. I know that. We all know that. Let's go a little deeper. The single biggest thing that gives me confidence that
they
really
can. Probably the most talented.
I'm sorry, say it again?
This team's probably the most talented.
I don't know, but they're up there. Single biggest thing that gives me confidence, and I'll just give you four words, how they are. Seltzer, what's the last word?
Wired.
Correct. Good job, James. How they're wired. I mean, here's the deal, guys. Sirianni wired the right way, in my opinion. Hurts wired the right way, in my opinion. The others wired the right way, in my opinion. Now, I don't want to sugarcoat this, because we do have to acknowledge for most of the players on offense, for the head coach, for the general manager, they all were here in 2023. I mean, almost all, right? You got a new guard. You're going to have a backup running back. It's different. Defense is largely different. But the reality is, I do think the Eagles are wired right at the prime spots within a football team. That gives me great confidence that they will not have, for instance, an 0-5 slippage. I really believe that. Now, with that said, on the flip side of how, okay, how much do I worry about the difficulty of it all? Honestly, quite a bit. I'm not telling you I'm freaking out. I'm not telling you that at all. But I will tell you this, history is so overwhelming that it's hard. And I think there's two things that really hit me the most.
That's why you train all offseason.
But every team, every team trains.
Yeah.
All the teams
every
won the Super Bowl
team
train.
Knows it's hard. We have the best team. We proved that last year. So we start at a place that other teams are looking up.
I know
other
they
teams
are
so
but,
envious
but
of what we've got.
Here's the thing. The two things that hit me the most on the difficulty of doing it. And honestly, I'm not sure which hits me more. They're both pretty strong cases. The first is the schedule. Guys, capital B brutal. There's a scenario the Eagles are a great team and go 11-6, which is a very good record, but it's not a supreme record. And it's the kind of record that could have them in the second round of the playoffs on the road. That's tough, man. So I do worry about the 11-6 schedule thing. Even though I think they're great. The other thing is they lost a lot on defense. And I think we saw in 2023 the impact of that. Right? 2022 to 2023, they lost five starters. It's a similar thing here again this year. They didn't do a good job replacing the guys last year. So to me, that is a legitimate worry. But look, we feel great about what they've got. I feel great about how they're wired. We'll ask you at 215-592-9494. What gives you the most confidence in the repeat and the maintaining of a high level of performance? And what does kind of freak you out on the other side? Because we know history says it's hard, man. It is hard. Look, your phone calls on all of it, 215-592-9494. Much more on the fills and your calls as we rock forward, including your chance today to win Eagles tickets to an open practice coming up in a couple weeks. All of it today from training camp. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. Phillies beat the Red Sox 4-1 last night in a game highlighted by Christopher Sanchez, who threw the third complete game of his career, striking out 12, allowing four hits, no walks, giving the Phillies their first series win since July 4th. WIP Champ Camp in full swing today. Lane Johnson will join us at 7:30 this morning and hear from head coach Nick Sirianni in his first press conference of training camp coming up at 9:30 right here on Sports Radio WIP. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Weather today, mostly clear with a high of 86. It's currently 66 degrees. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device. Download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Well, it sure is, Champ Camp, as we're at the NovaCare Complex. Champ Camp driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. We've got this beautiful camper here overlooking the fields. Now, the field's obviously empty right now. Players will be out there in a few hours, and we look forward to the experience of seeing them today and obviously seeing them for the next 5-6 months. 215-592-9494. Reminder for you, every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we do a little AMA. You ask, we answer. Questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can interact with the show in addition to the regular phone line. So get to us. Essentially, get to James, and he will he'll pick the best of the best of the questions. We'll have some fun at 7 o'clock with that today. Let's go to the phones. What gives you great confidence the Eagles really can do this again this year? What worries you about the difficulty of it? Let's kick it off with Zach in Medford, New Jersey. Zach, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to, before I get into the Eagles, highlight the real loser from the injury to Joe's groin, and that's Amy.
Oh, come on, man.
Sorry, low-hanging fruit.
How do you want me to respond to that? What would be your preference of a retort?
I mean...
No. Don't I mean me. Come on, bud. Step to the plate. What would be your preference of how I respond to that?
Just don't piss off the FCC. That's all I'm
Right. Make sure I keep my job at the end of the day. I do agree that that is a standard that I should maintain.
Yes. So I really has been going back and forth, thinking about the players we've lost and the off-season moves that we've made. I mean, people are hung up on the players we've lost. You still have the nucleus of the offense, the defense, the lines. I really am not all that concerned.
I don't know about saying nucleus. I mean, if you're saying nucleus of defense, the best defenders, I agree with that. But, man, they lost a lot of their tier two starters. I mean, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat were two of the best players in the Super Bowl. Sweat, I think, until the dagger to Devontae from Jalen, I think Sweat was very close to winning the MVP. You know, he had the second most votes for the MVP in the Super Bowl. Milton Williams was, honest to God, until Christopher Sanchez, one of the most underrated Philadelphia athletes I feel like I've seen in years. And, like, Darius Slay and CJ GJ, man, like, that's a lot to lose.
Right, but how many of those tier two players stepped up last year? Like, how many of those people were new?
Just about all of them.
Like, you look.
I mean, did you see the difference? Listen, Zach, did you see the difference between having CJ GJ on the team in 22 and 24, and having him not on the team in 23? Like, I know the guy might be a pain in the butt. I mean, it seems like he is, but let's not act like when it was game day that you didn't feel good about it as an Eagles fan to have that guy out there. I mean, he was good.
Agreed, but let's not act like he was the only difference.
Fair.
Like
That's fair.
We picked up Zach Bond, who was basically a nobody in New Orleans. Vic Fangio talked to him for 3 minutes and turned him into one of the best linebackers in the league. CJ GJ, as much as a loss he was, he's not the only person that was brought up. We had Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean came up last year, first-time players, and they turned into stars. So I'm not concerned about the losses because we saw so many players step up last year.
Look, it's a way to look at it. I'll just tell you, the Bond thing may never happen ever again.
So those players who stepped up last year, I can tell you from personal experience, it is so much easier your second year in the league than it is when you're a rookie. And I know that our rookies, they fared so well, it's hard to say, hey, you know, they can do better. But I'm telling you, everything slows down. You get a greater familiarity. I mean, just like any job, when you know better what to expect, what's coming your way, it's easier. Things slow down.
Yeah,
these guys are already precocious and way ahead of schedule, so it's going to be even easier for them. I'm telling you, they can take a step. Improve this season.
Yeah,
and I think they expect it. I think their coaches expect it.
So where I'm at, though, where that guy struck, and appreciate the call always, Zach, where he struck me the most, and James, you know, this has been a pretty big theme for me this offseason, is I just caution people for being overconfident. And to me, that guy, like, James, here's why that caller sounded overconfident. He's like, oh, well, we had the Zach Bond experience last year with someone coming out of nowhere. Yeah, someone comes out of nowhere again this year.
No one's really ever seen that. What happened with Zach Bond last year? No one's ever heard of a guy who was, like, predominantly a special teamer.
Right.
Who they decided at one point was an edge rusher, but then, hey, well, maybe he could also play inside. We'll try him at both, see which works. Like, teeter-totter him between the two. Like, normally, a guy who gets pigeonholed as a special teamer does not stick the way he has stuck as a starter. And you want to talk about not just a starter. He is now all pro inside linebacker and creating a new mold for what the NFL expectation is for his position.
I know.
How crazy is that? And that all happened all in one season. There's no way that happens. That happens again. I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb here say, don't bark up that tree.
So you're not on a limb, John. You're on the what's the middle part of a tree called?
Yeah, like it's sturdy. I'm right in the trunk.
The trunk?
The trunk.
I'm buried in the trunk.
Yeah, right, I mean, so that's
it's gonna
where
be fine.
Like that guy, hey, come on. James, right? James, you get my frustration. Sometimes people say, oh, Joe, you're being a Debbie Downer. What this guy's predicting is that, like, Mukubu is Brian Dawkins
Mukubu
this year. McCoub.
Yeah, no,
like, McCoub is not going to be Brian Dawson. And by the way, McCoub
is the
second
round
pick.
Don't you think we're going to add someone at the safety position?
I don't think
position?
You can count on them adding like Justin Simmons or something.
I feel like you can count on them adding a vet when he falls free from another team. Or there's going to be a surprising add because that's just kind of what happens this time of year when teams can't make it work with guys there, you know, for whatever reason. And now it's happening more in the NFL where guys, you know, talk their way out of places. Maybe.
Look, 215-592-9494 coming up. In addition to all the calls, everything we've been discussing, more on Christopher Sanchez and his freaking excellence, not only last night but this season. Plus, we pay tribute to Ozzy. He passed away yesterday. The great Ozzy Osbourne, who John met. We got a lot to do today. All of it with you on the phone calls. Plus, coming up, your chance to win tickets to the Eagles open practice. How you win them, we'll tell you next. From training camp, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
See this one coming yesterday. When I got a text from a buddy, it bummed me out. Now, I will be honest. Well, my first thought was, wow, didn't see that coming. It's sad. My second thought is, it's going to hit John Ritchie even harder. John, I know you met Ozzy, and let's be real, you're a bigger fan of him than me, and I mean that as no disrespect to him, but like, he's in your wheelhouse. So what went through your mind when you heard the news yesterday?
I've told you many times, you know, I grew up on MTV, and that was a big part of just formative for me. So Ozzy Osbourne, you know, MTV, the videos, you know, the Prince of Darkness, all that stuff, just a real showman in those terms. In my young life, holy cow, he was just, you know, larger than life. But this, I think this took a lot of people by surprise. I was shocked. Yesterday, a friend of mine who I had not heard from in a while sent me a photo and a video of when I had the chance to work with Ozzy Osbourne, which I, you know, had told you about. It was so cool. It was I was amazed at the time, number one, at how wonderful he smelled. Like, he, Ozzy Osbourne, like, the moment I walked into to that room, it was, there were these, I don't know, it seemed like natural.
He's like the type of person who you,
on him.
You would think that he didn't smell good, but then,
yeah, probably. Does. Yeah, I assumed, like, he probably didn't take very good care of himself, yeah. you know, wafting some, you know, putrid.
I mean, didn't he, like, eat a quite the bat opposite. At one point?
Yeah, that was all part of the show back in the early 80s, being gross like that. He was nothing of the sort. And the thing that impressed me the most at the time, they just started doing their reality series, and that was really kind of the first big reality. Well,
yeah,
one of the
early.
First big reality
early.
Things.
Yeah, for sure.
And I remember thinking at the time, "Wow, he is such a father. Like, he is such a warm, and it's almost like he wanted to father me as well. You know, like I'm sitting there, I'm getting this chance to play songs that I wrote for Ozzy Osbourne, and he's like telling me what he thinks of him. Oh, you should double your voice when you do the chorus in that part. It's so good. You wrote that. Oh, it's so bloody good.
It's you a know, really like, good impression.
Thank you. That might be my best impression.
And it really probably is.
Yeah. he was so gracious. I just couldn't believe how he wanted to, I don't know, help me. Help me have, live a dream of...
You found him kind.
Yes,
really kind.
Of loving music. He was very, very kind to me about music. He didn't have to be, of course. He was a good... It felt like he was a warm and giving person who also smelled delicious.
That's great, man. Well, that's very cool. I mean, did you notice anything of him that seemed big time, like big timing people, or not at all?
There was no.
Because I'd say at his level.
Well, he had a personal assistant.
Well,
you know,
okay.
like
that's
he's
okay.
got a guy who's.
Gotta have a personal assistant.
Helping him do everything.
Gotta have a personal assistant.
I think when I walked into his dressing room, he was watching Braveheart.
Wow.
Oh.
It was either Braveheart or Gladiator. It was you know, one of my top three movies of all time.
Yeah,
and I thought, yeah, Ozzy, awesome.
Did he know who you were?
No idea. Yeah. No, he cares nothing.
All right, a lot happening here today. So we pay tribute to Ozzy, and obviously he was awesome. There's no question. Go ahead, John.
He did. He was amazed that my name was John. Because his name is also John. Like, he told me, my name's John, and I'm also John. My name is Ozzy because my last name was Osbourne.
Yeah, right.
Osbourne, and they started saying Ozzy, Osbourne. So, I don't know, I just said, okay.
You're very good at that. I'm going to be honest. You're very, you know.
Very
accurate. All right, the Eagles are good at football, and you get a chance to see the Eagles before they play, like, the real deal. Bunch of practices, obviously, over the next couple weeks, one of which is open to the public. This is a open practice, which is going to be at the link on Sunday, August 10th. Sunday, August 10th, coming up at 6 o'clock that day. Chance to see the Eagles up close, the whole deal. And the cheerleaders swooped. It's, you know, they bring out all the extravaganza for you, the pageantry. But the biggest thing is you get to get your eyes on the players about a month before the season starts. And here's today how you can win a 4-pack of tickets as we give them away to obviously celebrate the Eagles, but also to honor Ozzy Osbourne today, who was very unique. He was eccentric. He was different. He was a lot of things. We'll ask you today at 215-592-9494, who or what is unique? A lot of ways to go when you think of answering the question unique. Ozzy clearly, well, I can honestly say I don't know of anyone else that I've personally known or that's a celebrity that I can ever say, well, that person reminds me of Ozzy Osbourne. Not one. Mm. Not one. That's when you know you're unique. Huh. Give us a great answer at 215-592-9494. Who or what is also unique? John, who do you got here?
Uniqua. You don't know who this is.
I do not.
She's the Backyardigans, the main character of the Backyardigans. Uniqua, a cartoon character that my kids used to watch.
All right. And I guess, so Seltzer, are we allowing the, you know, non-real into this?
Fictional, I believe is the word.
Fictional is the word.
Well, yeah. Who, I mean, or what, that, who or what yeah, is
but,
unique?
But, I mean, it's a whole...
Well, but...
I mean, Superman's
like
unique.
Yeah, like, that you opens know, like, up the...
Yeah, I don't know about yeah. that. Seltzer, we keeping it tight?
I wasn't thinking fictional coming no, in, personally.
Because no. I'm going to say, like, freaking Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Then again, there's a lot of them in the world.
A talking pig is a lot, yeah.
I heard it, yeah.
Is that an inappropriate comment in the year 2025?
A little bit. I think so.
I mean, yeah.
I had a friend
it's
years ago
line,
who called. I had a friend, not me, not the hammer, but about 20 years ago, a buddy of mine would behind her back call a girl that lived next door to where he lived. He'd call her Miss Piggy.
Oh,
that's a little rude.
That is a little rude.
Harsh.
Not me. I was very polite. All right,
were
Devin.
You complicit?
Devin, who or what now? Who or what is unique, Devin?
I'll go with Lady Gaga.
She is unique.
The very unique. Awesome.
A little bit of a ripoff of Madonna, but unique still.
So right, I was actually going to go with Madonna, and then I'm like, no, I'll go more current.
Seltzer, unique. What do you got?
I was going to go with Marley Matlin winning an Oscar. A deaf person winning an Oscar is a unique thing.
Good answer.
Well, there's a lot of answers, obviously, that abound. Think about it and hit us up at 215-592-9494. What is a great answer for unique? Big answers are out there. What do you got? 215-592-9494. And also today, what gives you the most confidence in the Eagles to repeat? But what concerns you about the difficulty of it? And not just repeating, but maintaining excellence. Devin, which side of that you want to take, or both? To repeat, the confidence, the difficulty of it, the worry. What's going through your mind there?
So you mentioned, you know, Super Bowls pass, win or lose, and then the following season, history tells us, has not been great for the Eagles. And while their schedule this season is, I don't even want to say concerning, they have a tough schedule. And
I think it is actually definitely
concerning.
Like,
it's worrisome. And then you also look at other teams in not just the NFC East, but in the NFC, like the 49ers have the easiest schedule I've ever seen. So the Eagles are going to have a tough go, and also when you're the Super Bowl champions, you become the hunted.
Issues.
They're going to be better than they were last year. I'll say that, and Christian McCaffrey is going to be back. But that aside, I mean, I think that if any group can come back and stay sharp and competitive and driven, most of all, it is this group, and I think that goes back to Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni's
mindset. Does 23 worry you, though, Devin?
Because
those two guys were here. Like, there's no sugarcoating the fact that they were the two leaders, quarterback and coach, in 23, and we saw a collapse of biblical proportions.
Yeah. No, that does worry me. And, you know, you had the new offensive coordinator. At least you have Vic Fangio returning.
Right.
You lost some of the older guys on defense, but the Eagles still have the second youngest roster in the NFL.
That's impressive.
After winning the Super Bowl. Like, that's pretty impressive. So you
losing
don't have to
Brandon
worry
Graham
about,
probably
you
brought
lose
him
the
down 10
leadership.
Spots.
Yeah, well.
No, I'm joking.
Sorry, BG. You lose the leadership in the older vets, you know, being on the team to lead these guys, but you gain, you know, fresh energy. Like Cooper DeJean's 21 years old, and he won a Super Bowl in his rookie season. So it's not like you have to worry about anyone kind of falling off, because you know that they're young and spry guys. So that gives me confidence going into this season.
We'll ask you 215-592-9494 on both sides of it. What hit you? Let me also give you the Twitter poll question of the day, because it's on the negative side. And again, we want the positive side, what gives you confidence. But there are some things to worry about. And this is the first time we'll ask a poll that kind of assesses four of the main things to worry about and how you assess which is the most worrisome. So Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Make sure you visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, which of these worries you the most about the difficulty for the Eagles to repeat this season? Choice A, brutal schedule. There's no other way around it. Choice B, complacency. I don't think that's going to get too many votes in this poll, but let's be real. Human nature is human nature, and a lot of teams have had complacency, and, you know, it can't say it's an impossibility here. Choice C is defensive regression. They've lost a lot on defense. Choice D is increased injuries are likely. Now, I will say 22 and 24, I mean, they're starting to convince me a little bit they might have figured out a magic potion. But we also know they had a lot of luck. I mean, yes, they seem way better with the sports science stuff than they were. You know, like, if for instance, in 2018, a ton of guys got hurt. 2005, a ton of guys got hurt. So that can submarine a season. It is noteworthy that really for at least 3 years in a row, and maybe even more, they've had very few injuries. So maybe they figured something out. But let's not kid ourselves and act like some of it isn't just that a guy's knee didn't get bent backwards by a 350-pound guy. Because, like, Saquon Barkley had injury history with the New York Giants. We can't act like he didn't. He did. He just did not last year. All right, 215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville right now. By the way, we're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex. It's the Champ Camp, and it's driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, team. Gosh, it's a beautiful morning. I'm beside myself. I'm not as excited as Richie is, but, you know,
You're not excited by the sun coming through the trees like Richie is?
And the clouds?
And the clouds?
The smell of the grass and, you know, but...
The dew on the grass.
There is dew on the grass.
Quick shout out to Ozzy Osbourne. May he rest in peace. Actually, yeah. Pat Burrell's walk-up music when they were still at the vet, I believe, was Mr. Crowley. So... That's one of my favorite Ozzy Osbourne songs.
And then didn't he go to the one, like, kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down? Wasn't that
dirty
after?
Dirty Laundry, yeah. he did Dirty Laundry. Right. Yeah.
After the fans started getting on him, he goes, we kick them when they're down. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, oil and water, you know, Don Henley and Ozzy Osbourne. But So really just I think this season, I think it's important for Jalen, and this is maybe a little nitpicky, but for as good as our offensive line was last year, he did get sacked almost 40 times. And you look at what Josh Allen did with the Bills, much, you know, inferior offensive line, sacked 14 times. And you just wonder, how many times did Jalen run into those sacks? And, yes, we won the Super Bowl. He got us there. But I think he could really improve in that area, you know, with quicker decision-making, release, and I think he will. Just wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
Well, it's a factor. I think that's fair. Now, part of it, we got to say, in his defense, is he is able to make plays with the ball in his hands, so he is willing and should be willing to take more risks, for instance, than a Tom Brady by keeping the ball, because for the 40 sacks, how many times did those plays, instead of being a throwaway, turn out to be a run for a first down? So we got to acknowledge he makes good plays at times by holding the ball longer than most. But do I think your basic point that he holds it sometimes too long is on point? Yeah, absolutely. And I would say...
I don't think that was his basic point. I think he needs to be more consistent.
Ed, that was your basic point, that he holds the ball too long and it leads to sacks. Because if you have a great offensive line, you won't expect 40 sacks. That was your point.
The 40 sacks can be the product of a lot of things. I mean, the 40 sacks, I don't know how that compares to the season before or the seasons before. Do you?
I have no idea.
Do you?
It was 38 last year. I believe it was 36 and 23, and it was also 38 and 22.
I'll tell you this, Ed. The one in the Rams game was, I'd say, the most troubling of the year. But in his defense, he had injured his knee a little bit before that, and I think. But I want him, like, if he had an injured knee, to know, hey, I got to get this ball out, not in a way that's intentional grounding for a safety, but the fact that he stood in the end zone and just kind of stood there and took that safety, like, he just stood there. That was bad. That was an example, I think, of what you're talking about, where no pre-snap, hey, I got to make a quick call here 2-3 seconds after this play to get the ball out one way or the other. I can't just stand there and take a sack.
What we saw last year was an uneven season from Jalen, and that's what, in my mind, he is so focused on improving. You know, the ring thing is, you know, whether he's wearing the ring or not from the ring ceremony, you know, not celebrating it, or whether that's a thing or not, we know that this guy really takes things to heart.
Of course.
And uses every bit of motivation he can find. It just makes me wonder if
all right, Ed, give me
it.
Ed, give me an answer, buddy. In honor of Ozzy, who or what is unique?
Drummer for Def Leppard, Rick Allen.
Great answer, dude. Wow. Great answer.
Yeah. So we're going to get, I think, awesome, a lot from the world of music. I mean, if you really think about it, you know, music lends itself.
But that's...
I know.
He was in an accident, bus accident, lost his arm.
Seltzer
named still playing.
Seltzer named the one-armed Major League Baseball player.
Jim Abbott?
Not one hand. The one-armed Major League Baseball player.
Wow. I didn't know there was one.
There was.
Who was it?
You know what his name is? Or was?
Mm-mm.
Something I forget. So it was, all right, Seltzer, follow-up trivia question. Now you can get this, James. You got to know your baseball history. Let's see who can get this here. See if Devin can get this. It's on the table. Why would there have been, I don't want to say a need for a one-armed baseball player at the major league level, but why was there an increased likelihood that a one-armed player can make the big
leagues? The war?
Correct.
Yeah.
A lot of players left the big leagues to go to World War II. There was a dearth of players, so they started signing random guys.
Oh.
And this guy ripped a triple one time. He was a left-handed
hitter.
That's
amazing.
Ripped
that
a triple right down the right field line.
Pretty cool.
I should have had him bat against Fritz. Cool. I would have done better. By the way, what's up with Fritz and really especially Spike? Did I not predict, James, that he would try to twist my words?
You called it.
Right?
What,
you said,
what
as
happened?
You said the injury,
exactly.
You're like, Spike is not going to believe this. I know it. Like, and exactly what
and
happened.
And by the way, Spike's also saying, well, if you're so injured, just back out. If you listen to, like, the second half of what I said yesterday, I'm not backing out. Like, everything he said was nonsense. One, am I injured? Yes. Two, am I backing out? No. Like, there you go. I mean, Spike even went as far as to say, well, I want him healthy at least, and, you know, if we have to delay it 3 months, we'll delay it 3 months. I specifically said yesterday, I'm not delaying it. I mean, Spike's saying
Why does he want to?
He's just trying to cause trouble. Okay. I think one of his things is he doesn't want me to have, as he referred to it, a, quote, built-in excuse
that
if I lose, I get to lean on
well,
that.
Well, is this something that we should consider?
I mean, no.
Joe, it's...
How about that? No, N.O.
All right, but it's not out of the
realm of reasonability.
I'm doing
my exercises. I'm doing my physical therapy. By the way, Ike denied that I even took the injection. Yes, I had a freaking needle in my groin. I didn't make that up. I didn't make it up. What do I go to Fantasyland and say, okay, let's make up a needle in the groin. Who makes up having a needle in their groin? I had a needle in my groin. Was it pleasant? No. Did I deal with it? Yes. Why? Because I'm the hammer. Thank you very much.
Hammer!
Seltzer, what'd you make of the nonsense? Because primarily it came out of Spike's hole yesterday.
Nice use of hole there.
What do you make of his presentation?
Shut his hole!
I would say that to Spike. I think it was the most predictable thing that happened all day yesterday. I mean, Spike reacting the way he did. I honestly think I could have written out what I would think he would say and
right.
not and been like 95% correct.
Does
like,
he
it's
feel
just
threatened?
So predictable? It's so predictable.
Does Spike feel threatened for Jack's sake that
Maybe.
Jack might? Have like has he heard that you're better than expected? Like is
he
that
might know that I'm
it?
Probably going to win?
Does
tennis?
He feel like Jack needs more time to prepare? Is that what goes?
Well, I think
this?
Part. I would say here's the main
because
thing.
Of that,
the main
you know?
Thing, I, and that's a maybe, but I'll give you the main thing. I assess. I think Spike thinks Jack is weak, and that's why he keeps sticking up for him.
Whoa.
He's big brother in him.
He does a big brother energy.
Yeah.
When it comes to Jack,
and why do you do that, Devin?
Well, I mean, if you care about someone.
But an older brother looks out for a younger brother or a younger sister when they are what?
Protective of them.
And concerned about them. If you weren't concerned, you wouldn't say anything. Just saying. That's the way I, that's my psychological read on that show. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, AMA. Your questions, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. We'll have some fun with that. If you heard what Spike, Ike, and Jack said yesterday, I'd love your perspective. On what they rolled out, my injury is unfortunate, but I plan to play right on through it. Hey, my
warrior.
World, if Lane Johnson can get through this, some of the injuries he had and keep playing.
You should ask him for tips.
Great comp.
I really
Great
should.
Comp.
He might have had the groin.
Maybe.
He definitely did.
I would say it's likely. The groin injection is not fun. We'll see if we ask him about the groin injection when he joins us at
7:30. Yeah, Lane, athletes like you and me go through, you know, we get injuries. You know?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
There it is.
All right, your calls on all these topics from training camp on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.